And welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter. This is episode number 181, and it is the groundhog dilemma.
Yes, it is. Whether you call them a whistle pig, groundhog, annoying, whatever you call them.
I had another really bad word that had to do with their parentage.
Yeah, I've thought some bad things about them. But we have had some groundhog issues. And, you know, we've done our best to try to, you know, we're not going to kill them. We're not going to poison them. We're not going to shoot them. We're not going to take them to somebody else's land. We're not going to do those things. So we try to solve these problems as they come up.
So we've done all kinds of things. When we find them in an area, we've fenced in the garden. That seems to be working fairly well.
Oh, yeah.
We poured the new concrete sidewalk, and that sealed off one area of the deck under the corn crib.
Yes, that was a place they like to dig, and that stopped that. So far, they haven't gotten through the concrete.
Right. And then there's an area that something, we don't know if it was groundhogs or raccoons or who, getting into the keyhole beds, getting up into the compost.
Yeah, I saw a raccoon up there, so okay. I'm pretty sure that's
what. So we can't blame the groundhog for that.
But here, I just so that you know, and probably our listeners know this, but we actually saw a groundhog go up a tree trunk. I didn't know they could do that.
Up in the elderberry tree.
Yeah. No, it was up in the redbud tree.
Oh, the redbud.
Yeah,
okay.
It was up in the redbud. If it would have been up in the elderberry, I might have thought, okay, because that's a shrub and it's a little bit smaller. It was in a redbud.
I had no idea they could do that.
I saw it going up and I couldn't believe it. I didn't know they could do those things. So they can climb.
They tunnel. They are a huge rodent.
They're cute as a bug's ear. They really are.
They are cute, but we are at war with the groundhogs.
Yes. And I think we are winning, but we had one area that we've put up electric fence. That's worked. But we had one brand new area next to the Merck that we built the boardwalk, and you built some nice beds, and so I have tomatoes and basil and carrots and
dill.
Yeah, we had dill. That was our first sign that, because the dill kept disappearing.
So we thought, okay, we'll fence it in. So we spent, a day adding on some fencing to the garden, made a couple of gates, put in a really cool purple screen door, and thought, okay, we've got this.
Problem solved.
Well,
we thought. Well, then the gate on one end would be open. So I just expected, because the gate would be open, I'd go out in the morning, the dill would be gone again, the gate would be open. It's like I left the gate open again. So I was pretty sure it was me. And
so I went out to test and see what I could do to secure the gate more. We had a hook and eye on it, and I rattled that gate and it popped open. Just the angle and the location of the gate and the hook and the eye, it would pop open. So I put a little slide lock on it and thought, okay, it cannot be rattled open now.
And yeah, we thought it was completely secure. And, you know, we're feeling pretty proud of ourselves, and that may have been the first problem right there.
Right.
But, you know, we're outsmarting these groundhogs.
So, yes. Surely, you know, we're smarter than a groundhog.
I don't know. Apparently not.
So you found
On more Saturday morning, you know, we'd gone a day or so. Everything looked pretty good in those beds. Like, okay, we've solved this problem. So yesterday morning, I went out And I always have coffee and walk around the gardens first thing in the morning and just kind of get a plan for the day. And the carrot tops were almost all gone between the murk and the garden.
Trampled.
In this area. And eaten. Yeah, they were trampled. So clearly someone had been in there and eaten the tops of the carrots. And so I was puzzled. I couldn't figure it out. It's like, okay, the gates are closed. I mean, there's no way that I could, I don't think, you know, it's like, did a deer fly over the fence?
reindeer, Santa's reindeer.
Maybe Santa had been here. I didn't know. But yeah, so we were puzzled. And you, I had you come out and look. We couldn't figure out what happened.
The only thing we could decide is they were coming through the railing.
Right.
On the porch of the mercantile. Yes. So fairly easy to solve. After we did deliveries yesterday morning, I took another piece of fencing and got that covered and secure. Once again, feeling quite proud of ourselves. Yes. So then we decided to go kind of survey the damage and look around yesterday afternoon.
And I was looking for tomatoes.
Yes.
So, you know, I have beautiful tomato plants out there. They're doing wonderfully and full of tomatoes. And so I pulled back one of the plants that was kind of leaning over and I saw this enormous tunnel underneath the plant.
They have tunneled from under the murk, under the boardwalk, and up into the fenced-in area.
Yeah.
So.
Thankfully, they hadn't touched the tomatoes yet, but they will.
Oh, they will. Yeah, they love little green tomatoes.
Oh, sure.
So, our immediate response was a healthy dose of cayenne pepper in that hole.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty fun to put that in there, actually. So, I would like to see them eat it.
Hopefully, they don't develop a taste for hot and spicy things.
Well, overnight, they didn't.
So, that's good. but, of course, it rained, which washes away all the cayenne. Right. Hey, maybe it washed it down that hole and into their house.
I hope so. That would be great.
So, we'll cayenne again, but we've been doing some additional research and have found some solar-powered sonic stakes that are supposed to drive them away.
And it's probably a gimmick, but, you know, we're getting desperate here.
We'll try anything.
Yeah, we don't want to be violent, but, you know, with the groundhogs, we don't want to resort to that. And we have had success with, in our outbuildings, having these plug-in...
It's like an electronic noise something, but it has been very successful at driving mice away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we didn't think that, you know, we thought that was probably a gimmick. But so far, where we put those, it works.
Yes.
So I was surprised.
So we are hopeful. These sonic stakes are on order, and we'll give you a follow-up and let you know how those work.
Yeah, so until that time, I'm going to be out there with the cayenne. And, you know, it's supposed to rain like every day, so I'll be out there as much as I can. But hopefully we can at least save our tomatoes. I think the carrots will probably be okay, but I don't know. I mean, as soon as they grow the top back, it disappears.
Little beggars.
I know. But we're going to keep after it, and hopefully we will win this war. But we're going to keep trying.
We will win this war. We are determined and surely to Pete, we're smarter than a groundhog.
Well, so far, I'm not sure.
More to come on that story.
So that's our groundhog story, and we're sticking to it.
That's right.
Or not. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.